This episode of Rose Unplugged is brought to you by MyPillow, and they've got a new offer for their Percale sheets. Now, notice this. They are different from the Giza sheets. This is an amazing offer, and it's only while supplies last. They are breathable. They are cool, crisp feeling. They're durable, and they're built to last. They're machine washable, easy to care for, 250 thread count, imported, the queens with a set of two pillowcases, and a king comes with a set of two pillowcases. All you have to do to get the amazing price on this is put in promo code ROSE. So you want to go to mypillow.com, promo code ROSE, to get the best deal on the Percale sheets. And again, there's a limited supply, so get over there right now and do it. And by the way, I want to add, my dog Tucker loves his dog bed from mypillow.com. Whatever you buy, you get a discount if you use the promo code ROSE.
Unencumbered by political correctness, undeterred in her mission to spread the truth, unafraid to be a true conservative, she's unapologetic, uncompromising, unwavering, and an undeniably powerful voice when we need it most.
This is my fight song.
This is Rose Unplugged.
My power's turned on.
Welcome to this episode of Rose Unplugged. So joining me today is Emmy Award-winning Fox anchor, Julie Banderas. And I have to say, Julie, first of all, welcome to Rose Unplugged. But secondly, adore you. There's something about you I'm crazy about. But I was reading your Twitter bio. And this goes to your sense of humor. Mommy to three little humans and pooper scooper to two dogs. Girl, I feel like that's all I'm doing. And I'm like, this can't be right. I'm a human being and I'm picking up dog poop. It just can't be right.
Yep. Yes. No, and I also, in my bio, say that I'm basically a housekeeper who goes to my TV job to relax.
Yes.
Because that pretty much sums up my life. I'm not kidding. My job is when I actually have my downtime.
That is so funny. But as a mom, my child is older than yours. But I can totally relate to that. But, you know, being a mom today, Julie, it has got to have challenges that I don't think any of us have ever faced. I mean, I thought it was tough, and we didn't even have magic mushrooms when I was raising my son. But maybe they did, and I just didn't know about it. But, you know, it's so difficult right now. There are so many challenges that face a mom.
Yeah, I mean, it's the innocence of our youth is being polluted. And I think the biggest thing is that our children are just not as innocent as they were when I was little. I mean, I remember when I was in seventh grade, I was on the school bus, and I was raised in a very conservative and, you know, sheltered household. And I was in seventh grade, that would make me 11. And somebody asked me, oh, do you know what the S word is? And they were referring to a curse word. And I kid you not, that was the first time I ever heard that word. I was 11. Okay. That's how incredibly innocent I was. And those days are long gone, because not only are parents infecting their children and teaching them totally inappropriate content, our schools are teaching them inappropriate content. Our children are growing up too quickly. And my goal is to keep my children young and innocent as long as I possibly can and keep them to be children. You know, I don't want outside influences to ruin all the hard work that I do at home.
And so that means that you have to really stay on top of what's being taught in the schools, what curriculum, what books are being made available to our children. And that's a lot of work. I mean, so being a mom, and I'm always surprised when a parent complains about that, because listen, if you wanted to be a parent, you got it now. And now you've got to do all that you can. And you know, Julie, I can say, as someone who has an adult child now, that it was worth the sacrifice. It was worth the extra work. It was worth staying on top of the situation, whatever that situation might have been.
Yeah, no, there is a time and place for adults now to deal with a lot more advanced social topics that right. we didn't face when we were children. I mean, talking to kids about sex, first of all. I mean, I remember when my mother first told me about the birds and bees, I was, again, in seventh grade, eighth grade. That was like a period where I learned a lot. But I did not ever hear anything about boys and girls other than that boys were my classmates and girls were my classmates and they were my friends. I mean, that was about as extent the furthest extent that we would learn about boys and girls. Now in school, you know, being a boy and being a girl have so many different definitions, right. so many different titles. And that's just, and I have no problem with adults being accepting and open to all the different types of walks of life. I'm very pro LGBTQ and I'm very pro any person who has differences has a right to live freely and be accepted and Agreed. Be treated equally. But when you're talking children, I mean, I don't want my children to have to be exposed, nor should any child be exposed to anything more complicated because their little minds can't understand that.
They
and
really
that's why
can.
I partnered with Brave Books, because they're actually, an anti-woke publisher that strays away from, the typical woke rhetoric that's being taught in schools today and actually teaches children about pro-American values and morals.
Right.
That's what I'd like to get back to.
And Brave Books releases like a one children's picture book a month. And I know mm-hmm. that for September, you wrote a book and it was entitled Fiona's Fantastical Fort. Tell me a little bit about it and why you wrote that.
So Brave Books has a monthly subscription series, like you said. So you can subscribe at bravebooks.com. You get a wonderful book every single month that has a lovely message. Mine is Perseverance. So my book came out in September and, my book is about a little girl named Fiona who the message is that when things get tough, when things get hard, that you have to persevere. You have to push through. Don't ever give up. Set your goals. And if you persist, you will reach them. And her father encourages her to build a fort several times after several failed attempts. The storm comes through and washes it away. She tries to impress her friends so that they'll come and play in her fort. She has this amazing imagination, wild imagination, which reminds me of my childhood when I was a little kid. And I used to love to play outside in more innocent times rather than sitting on our iPads and watching TikTok. And at the end, she finally perseveres and it has a lovely ending, but she goes through some hardships. The children sort of make fun of her and they aren't really into playing with her. And then in the end, they actually see her, her creative imagination come to life and they're like so amazed and impressed by her and they want to play with her. And it's just like a lovely story of how important it is to teach our children to persevere.
Well, yeah. And, because right now they have such a short attention span when you consider social media and TikTok and so forth. So the idea of persevering through anything is almost it's unheard of at this time. Was there something that you drew from in your own life that taught you perseverance and why that was something that you wanted to focus on your first book for Brave Book?
I grew up with a father and mother. My father was, quite successful and I always kind of looked up to him and on a career level and always wanted to be like him on a, on so many levels. I mean, he was so intelligent. He was so determined. And the one lesson that he always drove through us was this word tenacity that I've heard that word since I was like a little kid. And the word tenacity, perseverance, tenacity is a little harder to explain to a child, but perseverance, it's the same thing. He instilled in me at a very young age that first of all, don't ever settle for mediocrity. That's something he told me in college when I was starting off in this business to get ready to go into broadcast journalism, which is extremely competitive. Don't ever settle for that. And also just be tenacious, possess tenacity and don't ever let anything get in your way of your dreams. And that's basically what I set my mind to since I was seventh grade. I was 11 years old when I decided what I was going to do when I grew up, which I know isn't your typical age to decide what you're going to make of yourself and your career, but that's how driven I was. And that tenacity sort of folds into my everyday life. And of course I talk to others about it, not just children, but grownups, because I think a lot of adults could use some lessons in tenacity, but it is something that I instill in my kids. It's such a big deal. And like you said, when you start something, finish it. So, ADHD, ADD, these diagnoses did not exist when we were kids.
Exactly.
Because we had less distractions. Kids have way too many distractions. You need to actually piecemeal every little thing your kid does so that they finish it, start to finish, because children get so easily distracted, they move on. And that is going to affect you greatly when you're older. You have to finally finish everything that you start.
You know, and I'm glad that you brought your father into the conversation too, because it reminds all of us as parents and those who are listening that have children, particularly small children, what we say and what we teach them matters. And it does stay with them, particularly you said tenacity was thrown out there time after time after time, but it does really stick with them. And I remember my dad was a father to four daughters, and he would tell us, and this is at a time, Julie, when women typically were teachers or nurses and that kind of secretaries. There were actually secretaries then as I was growing up. But he would tell us, I don't care. Even though you're women, you can do anything you want to do. You can do anything you want to do if you put your mind to it. And that was something that stayed with me. I believed it and I accomplished it. So when I think about, you know, how important it is your words are too as a parent, it matters. It truly, truly matters.
Yeah, no, it's so important. And, you know, if not for our parents, who else, right? And that's my issue now, is that, you know, a lot of parents either are allowing the school districts to sort of take control of raising their kids. Mm-hmm. Maybe we're just too busy and so we're being lazy, but nobody should be in charge of my child and their ability to, you know, I guess, learn the more mature topics. Other than myself, I will be the one to teach those things. I want to be in control of my kids. I brought them into this world. You know, I say my child's my choice. I mean, those are my decisions.
Like yeah.
And, you know, my kids have always gone to private Catholic schools, so I don't have to deal with this sort of stuff. We don't have these types of books in our schools. But the types of books that are out there now is just so confusing, which is why more and more children are growing up depressed and why the suicide rates are higher. The confusion, the children are growing up too fast and are hitting puberty even these days way much earlier than they did when we were children. And their small brains and their immature brains are not capable of handling the maturity that they're being forced into. And I very much blame society on that. And so it's just time to pause, hit the pause button, for God's sakes. I always tell myself, don't rush your life. Like, enjoy being 10. Don't say, I can't wait to be 11.
Exactly.
Just don't rush your life. Enjoy every moment.
You know, and speaking of the books in the schools, of course, there's been a lot of controversy over whether or not it was age appropriate, some of the books. And yet, and so people were being criticized because they didn't want them and they were banning books. And yet Facebook actually banned an ad account of Brave Publisher, Brave Books, when they were actually promoting. I think maybe they even...
Crazy.
And they banned that. And then I guess Fox News Tech got involved, and then finally they put it back up again, the ad back up. But it's amazing to me. Here we have something that's so positive and teaches morals and is so just great value, where it concludes truth. And they wanted to ban the ads for those books that Brave Books puts out.
I'm glad you brought it up. And it's just another example of big tech trying to cancel small conservative businesses, because Brave Books is a Christian conservative book publishing company. They're a small book. They developed, you know, shortly around during the pandemic. And the CEO, in fact, left the field of ophthalmology. He was an ophthalmologist. He left that field just to do this because he was concerned about America's youth and the types of, you know, learning and inappropriate woke culture that our children are being forced to, I guess, learn through their schooling. But the reason that so basically Facebook reached out to Brave and they gave them a notification that their paid advertising was being canceled, suspended indefinitely, permanently canceled, okay, permanently suspended. So of course they're in a panic. This is their main source of revenue, and they've been doing quite well, but they rely heavily on paid advertising on Facebook and so forth. So Fox Digital, which is Fox Business online, foxbusiness.com, they went ahead and reached out to Facebook. And what do you know? Instantly. First of all, they wanted the conversation to be off the record, but in a nutshell, they said, your website's back up. It was a mistake.
Oh, sure it was.
And the journalist said, okay, well, why? We don't understand. We don't know what the reason is for it. But nonetheless, I texted the people of Brave. There's a whole team of them. And I said, can you double check your website? Double check and see if your advertising's back up. And they said, yes.
Okay.
And then they asked the reporter, you're not still going to run this, right? Because it's obviously not a story anymore. And she said, well, in fact, it very much is, because why did this happen in the first place? They're just one of many small businesses that almost got canceled. But because they have ties to Fox, fortunately, they were able to survive. But, you know, because Facebook was afraid of the negative publicity it would bring and bad PR. But just imagine how many small conservatives that have tried to start businesses have been canceled and have no recourse.
They don't.
It's unfortunate.
It is very unfortunate. We've gone through some very difficult times, and making it more difficult for a small business, just, it breaks my heart. It does. Julie Banderas is who we're talking to. Her book, Fiona's Fantastical Fort, is available through Brave Books. Now, you can subscribe to that. I think it's a great idea if you have small children and you're getting one book a month. And I'm sure the children look forward to that book every month. Julie, real quick before we go, you talked about perseverance. You talked about tenacity. You talked about knowing what you wanted to do at age 11. What were you doing when you realized, oh my God, I'm here. I'm doing exactly what I was fighting to do or hoping to do. What were you doing?
Well, I was 27 years old. My very first job in TV was in Harrisonburg, Virginia. I was hired as a morning news anchor and noon anchor. So my first job out of TV was a news anchor, and I was not good, actually. It was terrible.
I find that hard to believe.
How they hired me. No, I'm serious. It was awful. I had a nickname behind my back called Stumbly. Eventually, they all told me, because I'm very much into self-deprecation, and I do not take myself seriously, and I can laugh at myself. And if you know me from TV, you know I'm pretty real, and I really don't care about much. So that was my first television job, but it took many years to get where I am today. But I told myself, even back then when I was making $14,000 a year and I was producing and writing my own broadcast, timing it, producing it, giving times to weather and sports, running my own teleprompter with a foot pedal. Okay, that's where I came from. that one day I am not going to be doing all this. I'm going to have a staff that's going to be doing it, and I'm going to teach them. Because I don't expect things to be given to me on a silver platter. I expect my children to have to earn these things. And when you finally do achieve success, remember those first days when you were struggling and try to help others. So when I, as soon as I, you know, became a national correspondent and a national anchor, I'm a mentor to all those who are either writers or production assistants or dream someday to be on TV. I'm there for them to teach them, because that's what I want to do, and I want my children to want to help others as well.
Well, I think that you're a great example of a hard worker and someone who really does deliver. And thank you and congratulations on your children's book, Fiona's Fantastical Fort, through Brave Books. Thank you, Julie. Nice talking to you.
Yes, bravebooks.com, and I really appreciate coming on. Yes, have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. You too. Bye. This episode of Rose Unplugged was brought to you by MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Rose. Those are two things you need to remember. And listen, Mike Lindell is a patriot, all right? And he has been canceled in so many places. That's why I make an appeal to you to be sure to spend your money on those things that you need. If you need a pillow, if you need a dog bed, if you need sheets, if you need towels, if you need slippers, those slippers are amazing. I love them. Whatever you need, first go to MyPillow.com, because I'll bet they have it. And they'll have it at a good price because you use my promo code ROSE in that little block that asks for it. Promo code ROSE, MyPillow.com. Let's cancel the cancel culture by supporting Mike Lindell and MyPillow. You'll find what you need at MyPillow.com. Promo code ROSE.